Sec 2309, the non-immigrant visas, a non-immigrant eligibility subparagraph G of Section 101A15, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15, is amended to read as follows. B.I. Subject to Section 214Q1 and Section 212A4, an alien who is the beneficiary of an approved petition under Section 203A.S. I. Been married son or unmarried daughter of a citizen of the United States. II. Been married son or unmarried daughter of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence. R. I. Married son or married daughter of a citizen of the United States and who is 31 years of age or younger. R. A. Subject to Section 214Q2, an alien who is, I. The sibling of a citizen of the United States. R. II. The married son or married daughter of a citizen of the United States and who is older than 31 years of age. B. Employment and period of admission of non-immigrants described in Section 101A15B, Section 214Q8USC 1184Q is amended to read as follows. Q. Non-immigrants described in Section 101A15B. 1. Certain sons and daughters. A. Employment authorization. The secretary shall, I. authorize a non-immigrant admitted pursuant to Section 101A15B to engage in employment in the United States during the period of such non-immigrants authorized admission. And A. Provide such a non-immigrant with an employment authorized endorsement or other appropriate document signifying authorization of employment. B. Termination of admission. The period of authorized admission for such a non-immigrant shall terminate 30 days after the date on which I. such an non-immigrant's application for an immigrant visa pursuant to the approval of the petition under subsection A or C of Section 203 is denied. R. A. Such an non-immigrant's application for adjustment of status under Section 245 pursuant to the approval of such a petition is denied. 2. Siblings and sons and daughters of citizens. A. Employment authorization. The secretary may not authorize a non-immigrant admitted pursuant to Section 101A15VE to engage in employment in the United States. B. Period of admission. The period of authorized admission as such a non-immigrant may not exceed 60 days per fiscal year. C. Treatment of period of admission. An alien admitted under Section 101A15G may not receive an allocation of points pursuant to Section 203C for residence in the United States while admitted as such a non-immigrant. C. Public benefits. A non-citizen who is lawfully present in the United States pursuant to Section 101A15B of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1101A15G is not eligible for any means-tested public benefits as such term is defined and implemented in Section 403 of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996 8 U.S.C. 1613. A non-citizen admitted under this section. 1. Is not entitled to the premium assistance tax credit authorized under Section 360 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986 for his or her coverage. 2. Shall be subject to the rules applicable to individuals not lawfully present that are set forth in subsection E of such section. 3. Shall be subject to the rules applicable to individuals not lawfully present that are set forth in Section 1402E of the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act 42 U.S.C. 18071E. And 4. Shall be subject to the rules applicable to individuals not lawfully present set forth in Section 5000AD3 of the Internal Revenue Code of 1986. The effective date. The amendments made by this section shall take effect on the first day of the first fiscal year, beginning after the date of enactment of this Act. Sec 2310. Fiancé and Fiancé Child Status Protection. A definition. Section 101A15K, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15K, as amended by Section 2305D6BII, is further amended. 1. In clause I, by inserting or of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence after 204A18I. 2. In clause E, by inserting or of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence after 204A18I. And 3. In clause II, by striking the semicolon and inserting, provided that a determination of the age of such child is made using the age of the alien on the day on which the fiancé, fiancée, or immigrant visa petition is filed with the Secretary of Homeland Security to classify the alien's parent as the fiancé or fiancée of a United States citizen or of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence in the case of an alien parent described in clause I or as the spouse of a citizen of the United States or of an alien lawfully admitted to permanent residence under Section 201B2A in the case of an alien parent described in clause E. B. Adjustment of status authorized Section 214D, 8 U.S.C. 1184D is amended. 1. By redesignating paragraphs 2 and 3 as paragraphs 3 and 4 respectively. And 2. In paragraph 1, by striking in the event and all that follows through the end. And 3. By inserting after paragraph 1 the following. 2a. If an alien does not marry the petitioner under paragraph 1 within 3 months after the alien and alien's children are admitted into the United States, the visa previously issued under the provisions of section 1101A15KI shall automatically expire, and such alien and children shall be required to depart from the United States. If such aliens fail to depart from the United States, they shall be placed in proceedings in accordance with sections 240 and 241. B. Subject to subparagraphs C and D. If an alien marries the petitioner described in section 101A15KI within 90 days after the alien is admitted into the United States, the Secretary or the Attorney General, subject to the provisions of section 245D, may adjust the status of the alien and any children accompanying or following to join the alien to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence on a conditional basis under section 216. If the alien and any such children apply for such adjustment and are not determined to be inadmissible to the United States, if the alien does not apply for such adjustment within 6 months after the marriage, the visa issued under the provisions of section 1101A15K shall automatically expire. C. Paragraphs 5 and 7A of section 212A shall not apply to an alien who is eligible to apply for adjustment of alien's status to an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence under this section. T. An alien eligible for a waiver of inadmissibility as otherwise authorized under this Act or the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act shall be permitted to apply for adjustment of alien's status to that of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence under this section. C. Age Determination Section 245D, 8 U.S.C. 1255D is amended. 1. By striking the Attorney General and inserting 1. The Secretary of Homeland Security. 2. In paragraph 1 as redesignated, by striking Attorney General and inserting Secretary. And 3. By adding at the end the following. 2. A determination of the age of an alien admitted to the United States under section 101A15KII shall be made for purposes of adjustment to the status of an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence on a conditional basis under section 216, using the age of the alien on the date on which the fiancé, fiancée, or immigrant visa petition was filed with the Secretary of Homeland Security to classify the alien's parent as the fiancé or fiancée of a United States citizen or of an alien lawfully admitted to permanent residence in the case of an alien parent admitted to the United States under section 101A15KI or as the spouse of a United States citizen or of an alien lawfully admitted to permanent residence under section 201B2A in the case of an alien parent admitted to the United States under section 101A15KI. T. Applicability of amendments made by this section shall apply to all petitions or applications described in such amendments that are pending as of the date of the enactment of the Border Security, Economic Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. Technical and conforming amendments. 1. Definitions. Section 101A15K, 8 U.S.C. 1101A15K, as amended by subsection A, is further amended. In clause E, by striking section 201B2AI and inserting section 201B2, and B. In clause II, by striking section 201B2AI and inserting section 201B2. 2. Age determination paragraph 2 of section 245B, 8 U.S.C. 1255B, as added by subsection C, is amended by striking section 201B2AI and inserting 201B2. 3. Effective date. The amendments made by this subsection shall take effect on the first day of the first fiscal year, beginning no earlier than 1 year after the date of the enactment of this Act. Section 2311. Equal treatment for all stepchildren. Section 101B1B, 8 U.S.C. 1101B1B, is amended by striking 18 years and inserting 21 years. Section 2312, modification of adoption age requirements. Section 101B1, 8 U.S.C. 1101B1, is amended. 1. In subparagraph E, by striking EI and inserting E. B. By striking under the age of 16 years and inserting younger than 18 years of age, or a child adopted when 18 years of age or older, if the adopting parent or parents initiated the legal adoption process before the child reached 18 years of age. C. By striking R and inserting a semicolon. And T. By striking clause E. 2. In subparagraph F. By striking FI and inserting F. B. By striking 16 and inserting 18. C. By striking Attorney General and inserting Secretary of Homeland Security. And T. By striking clause E. And 3. In subparagraph G. By striking 16 and inserting 18. Set 2313. Relief for orphans, widows, and widowers. In general. 1. Special rule for orphans and spouses in applying clauses II and of section 201B2B of the Immigration and Nationality Act as added by section 2305A of this Act. To an alien whose citizen or lawful permanent resident relative died before the date of the enactment of this Act, the alien relative may file the classification petition under section 204A1AE of the Immigration and Nationality Act not later than 2 years after the date of the enactment of this Act. 2. Eligibility for parole. If an alien was excluded, deported, removed, or departed voluntarily before the date of enactment of this act, based solely upon the alien's lack of classification as an immediate relative as defined in Section 201b2b of the Immigration and Nationality Act, as amended by Section 2305a of this act, due to the death of such citizen or resident, such alien shall be eligible for parole into the United States pursuant to the SECRETARY's discretionary authority under Section 212d5 of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1182d5, and such alien's application for adjustment of status shall be considered by the Secretary notwithstanding Section 212a9 of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1182a9. 3. Eligibility for parole. If an alien described in Section 204L of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1154L was excluded, deported, removed, or departed voluntarily before the date of enactment of this act, such alien shall be eligible for parole into the United States pursuant to the SECRETARY's discretionary authority under Section 212b5 of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1182d5, and such alien's application for adjustment of status shall be considered by the Secretary notwithstanding Section 212a9 of such Act 8 U.S.C. 1182a9. Processing of immigrant visas and derivative petitions. 1. In general, Section 204b, 8 U.S.C. 1154b is amended by striking after an investigation and inserting 1 after an investigation, and by adding at the end the following: 2a. Any alien described in subparagraph d whose qualifying relative died before the completion of immigrant visa processing may have an immigrant visa application adjudicated as if such death had not occurred. An immigrant visa issued before the death of the qualifying relative shall remain valid after such death. B. An alien described in this subparagraph is an alien who I is an immediate relative as described in Section 201b2b. A. Is a family-sponsored immigrant as described in subsection A or D of Section 203. II is a derivative beneficiary of an employment-based immigrant under Section 203b as described in Section 203b. R. If is the spouse or child of a refugee as described in Section 207c2 or an asylee as described in Section 208b3.2. Transition period. A. In general, notwithstanding a denial or revocation of an application for an immigrant visa for an alien due to the death of the qualifying relative before the date of the enactment of this act, such application may be renewed by the alien through a motion to reopen without fee. B. Inapplicability of bars to entry notwithstanding Section 212a9 of the Immigration and Nationality Act 8 U.S.C. 1182a9, and alien's application for an immigrant visa shall be considered if the alien was excluded, deported, removed, or departed voluntarily before the date of the enactment of this act. C. Naturalization. Section 319a8 U.S.C. 1438 is amended by striking states and inserting states or if the spouse is deceased, the spouse was a citizen of the United States. T. Waivers of inadmissibility. Section 212a8 U.S.C. 1182 is amended by adding at end the following: B. Continued waiver eligibility for widows, widowers, and orphans in the case of an alien who would have been statutorily eligible for any waiver of inadmissibility under this act before the death of a qualifying relative. The eligibility of such alien shall be preserved as if the death had not occurred, and the death of the qualifying relative shall be the functional equivalent of hardship for purposes of any waiver of inadmissibility which requires the showing of hardship. The surviving relative consideration for certain petitions and applications. Section 204L1, 8 U.S.C. 1154L1 is amended. 1. By striking who resided in the United States at the time of the death of the qualifying relative and who continues to reside in the United States. And 2. By striking related applications and inserting related applications including affidavits of support. F. Family-sponsored immigrants. Section 212A4CI, 8 U.S.C. 1182A4CI, as amended by Section 2305D6BII, is further amended by adding at the end the following: III, the status as a surviving relative under 204L, or Sec 2314. Discretionary authority with respect to removal, deportation, or inadmissibility of citizen and resident immediate family members. Applications for relief from removal. Section 240C4, 8 U.S.C. 1229A4, is amended by adding at the end the following: T. Judicial discretion in the case of an alien subject to removal, deportation, or inadmissibility. The immigration judge may exercise discretion to decline to order the alien removable, deportable, or inadmissible from the United States and terminate proceedings if the judge determines that such removal, deportation, or inadmissibility is against the public interest or would result in hardship to the alien's United States citizen or lawful permanent resident parent, spouse, or child, or the judge determines the alien is prima facie eligible for naturalization, except that this subparagraph shall not apply to an alien whom the judge determines is inadmissible or deportable under subparagraph B, C, D, E, E, H, I, R, J of Section 212A2, II, Section 212A3, III, subparagraph A, C, or D of Section 212A10. R. IV, paragraph 2AE, 2AV, 2F, FAR R6 of section 237A, R. A has, I, engaged in conduct described in paragraph 8 or 9 of section 103 of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2022 U.S.C. 7102, R. II, a felony conviction described in section 101A 43 that would have been classified as an aggravated felony at the time of conviction. PSECRETARY's discretion section 212A U.S.C. 1182 as amended by section 2313D is further amended by adding at the end the following. WSECRETARY's discretion in the case of an alien who is inadmissible under this section or debarable under section 237, the Secretary of Homeland Security may exercise discretion to waive the ground of inadmissibility or debarability if the Secretary determines that such removal or refusal of admission is against the public interest or would result in hardship to the alien's United States citizen or permanent resident parent, spouse, or child. This subsection shall not apply to an alien whom the Secretary determines, 1, is inadmissible or debarable under A, subparagraph B, C, D, E, B, H, I, R, J, of subsection A2, B, subsection A3, C, subparagraph A, C, R, D, of subsection A10, T, paragraphs 2A, E, 2A, V, 2F, R6, of section 237A, R, E, section 240, C, 4D, A, I, I, R, 2, has, A, engaged in conduct described in paragraph 8 or 9 of section 103 of the Trafficking Victims Protection Act of 2022 U.S.C. 7102, R, B. A felony conviction described in section 101A 43 that would have been classified as an aggravated felony at the time of conviction. C. Reinstatement of removal orders section 241A 58 U.S.C. 1231A 5 is amended by striking the period at end and inserting unless alien reentered prior to attaining the age of 18 years or reinstatement of the prior order of removal would not be in the public interest or would result in hardship to the alien's United States citizen or permanent resident parent, spouse, or child. Sec. 2315. Waivers of inadmissibility. Aliens who entered as children. Section 212A9BII 8 U.S.C. 1182A9BII is amended by adding at the end the following. BI aliens who entered as children clause I shall not apply to an alien who is the beneficiary of an approved petition under 101A15H and who has earned a baccalaureate or higher degree from a United States institution of higher education as defined in section 101A of the Higher Education Act of 1965 20 U.S.C. 1001A and had not yet reached the age of 16 years at the time of initial entry to the United States. The aliens in lawfully present section 212A9BV 8 U.S.C. 1181A9BV is amended. 1. By striking spouse or son or daughter and inserting spouse, son, daughter, or parent. 2. By striking X3. And 3. By inserting child after lawfully resident spouse. C. Previous immigration violations. Section 212A9CI 8 U.S.C. 1182A9CI is amended by adding other than an alien described in clause II or of subparagraph B after any alien. D. False claims. 1. Inadmissibility. A. In general, section 212A6C, 8 U.S.C. 1182A6C is amended to read as follows. C. Misrepresentation. A. In general, any alien who by fraud or willfully misrepresenting a material fact seeks to procure or within the last 3 years has sought to procure or has procured a visa, other documentation, or admission into the United States or other benefit provided under this act is inadmissible. A. Falsely claiming citizenship. I. Inadmissibility subject to subclause II. Any alien who knowingly misrepresents himself or herself to be a citizen of the United States for any purpose or benefit under this chapter including section 274A or any other federal or state law is inadmissible. II. Special rule for children. An alien shall not be inadmissible under this clause if the misrepresentation described in subclause I was made by the alien when the alien I was under 18 years of age. R. B. Otherwise lack the mental competence to knowingly misrepresent a claim of United States citizenship. II. Waiver. The Attorney General or the Secretary of Homeland Security may in the discretion of the Attorney General or the Secretary waive the application of Clause I or II for an alien, regardless whether the alien is within or outside the United States, if the Attorney General or the Secretary finds that a determination of inadmissibility to the United States for such alien would I result in extreme hardship to the alien or to the alien's parent, spouse, son, or daughter who is a citizen of the United States or an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence, or II. In the case of the VAWA self-petitioner result in significant hardship to the alien or a parent or child of the alien who is a citizen of the United States, an alien lawfully admitted for permanent residence or a qualified alien as defined in section 431 of the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Reconciliation Act of 1996 8 U.S.C. 1641b. If limitation on review no far shall have jurisdiction to review a decision or action of the Attorney General or the Secretary regarding a waiver under clause II. B. Conforming amendment section 212 8 U.S.C. 1182 is amended by striking subsection I. 2 Deportability Section 237A3D, 8 U.S.C. 1227A3D is amended to read as follows. T. Falsely claiming citizenship in the alien described in Section 212A6CE is deportable by